Bushire Hospital has provided life-saving activities. It's really devastating that we have had to stop supporting life-saving medical care at this hospital, particularly in the face of such great and growing medical needs. Every single time that an organization is forced to suspend activities, patients have less access to medical care they desperately need.
What made MSF close the hospital or not work there anymore?
Well, unfortunately, we have experienced repeated incidents, security incidents, particularly of armed fighters entering the hospital with weapons and threatening medical staff. Very often, what we've seen is that these armed men would demand fighters to be treated before other patients. And on the 11th of November, a patient was shot dead inside the hospital. And on the 18th of December, barely 5 weeks later, attackers fired weapons inside the emergency ward, directly threatening medical staff. Luckily, no one was injured, but everyone was extremely affected, of course, by this traumatic aggression inside the hospital. So attacks against medical facilities and health personnel are absolutely unacceptable.
It's a violation of international law, isn't it?
Well, for us, it is absolutely unacceptable because hospitals must remain safe spaces where patients can come and seek access to healthcare. They're open to everyone. And this is why it's very unfortunate, but we had to take this decision to suspend medical care because it was simply untenable, and the safety of our patients and our staff is paramount.
Could MSF tell who the armed men were that intruded and actually killed that man and threatened the healthcare workers?
Well, I can tell you that these were armed men in this latest incident who came into the facility and directly threatened the staff. But since the beginning of this conflict, health facilities have been looted, occupied, and shelled. Healthcare workers have been and continue to be intimidated, harassed, and assaulted. Since the beginning of the conflict, Doctors Without Borders alone, and that's only until August last year, has experienced at least 84 incidents, ranging from clashes and looting of medical supplies in hospital and warehouses to incidents related to weapons being fired in the facilities that we support. And the result of this violence is that we've been forced to suspend activities in various locations in Wad Madani, in Al Jazeera State, in Al Fashir, in North Darfur, and in Khartoum, both in the Turkish hospitals and now lately in Al Bushire hospitals. So this violence that is really repeated and that is a feature and in this war critically hinder patients' access to care, but also our ability to deliver care at a time where it is needed more than ever because of the massive humanitarian and medical needs in the country.